The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, my fellow addicts? It's Jay here. And surprise, surprise, Ralph Sutton showed up for once in his life.
Hello?
This is a very special Dabs and Booze episode. We're playing the Potty Bud game.
Yes.
It's really lost the parody of Newlywed.
Well, no one would know from reading that. It is the guys from No Need for Apologies coming.
Okay, you do it.
Another one. You feel like you started trailing off. This is why you hate me so much.
Don't do this, Ralph. Just finish the goddamn intro.
All right. We do it live every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR to get 20% off and a 7-day free trial. Let's just jump right into it.
That's
right
not
now.
How I would have done it.
It is the Potty Bud Games with No Need for Apologies, Derek and Dave. All right, let's get it started.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, our beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's fart, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
You know, Jay, I've never felt like such a douchebag.
Really?
Other than walking down the street holding a case of White Claw.
Why?
Just such a shitty thing.
Yeah, that's some douchebag shit right there. You a big guy, too. That little ass can, your big ass
head. You look like a... Trying to,
like, you like to fuck teenagers?
Yeah. Deal, I mean, that part, I'm fine.
I don't know if you know a pedophile hunter.
I'm trying to find some teenager bomb.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw my pedophile hunter shirt, but you didn't say it in front of me.
You didn't go out with them, right? That didn't happen.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I thought you didn't.
Yeah, but nothing like the second day... was the least eventful in that there was wrong addresses for the pedophile.
Oh, that sucks.
But the first day, I'll tell it quick because I've told it before.
Well, let's do this first. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Back with me in the studio, Big J Okerson. And it's been about a year since these boys were on the show with us.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And we just said, I think you said it just came up. It was a year ago.
Anniversary popped up in my Instagram.
First time Temple grabbed some plastic titties was 1 year ago.
Plastic old canos.
It's the guys from No Need for Apologies. Thanks
What's
for coming
going
back.
On, man.
It was a plastic factory.
If you would have touched them, Ralph, your hair would have went up like this.
Alfalfa.
That girl was made out of melted Legos, nigga.
Her titties were made out of the ball from Spencer's.
Yeah. Shout out to Trinity St. Clair, my first fake titties.
First fake titties. You never paid your
name.
First fake titties.
That was her name.
But you were saying, Jay, I'm sorry, the pedophile hunting, which I was so happy you didn't show up at my house, but let's hear it.
Yes. Well, it was in Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay. Well.
And the first day we went to a Walmart parking lot. We went into a Walmart because he was supposed to come in the Walmart.
Can I ask, were you filming with the intention of maybe this is going to be using it, or this was solely for you? Like, you didn't film anything?
I would have filmed stuff if it went
If it would have went down. Yeah. Okay, I'm just curious. Okay.
But... we were in the Walmart waiting, and the guy kept saying that he didn't want to come in. He wanted the girl to come out. So we went outside. He was trying to say where his car was, and he sent a picture to prove that he was outside. And like we were trying to decipher from the cars in the picture which car he was in. Now, while this is happening and we're looking for him, new chaos stirs up is that at the bottom of like one of the long lanes of parking was an SUV with five morbidly obese black women wearing see-through clothes and almost no clothes. And first I thought they were fighting, but then they were all twerking and they were on the ground. And I think one of them started to piss.
But totally unrelated, just a thing.
Unrelated
that was
happening. Totally. So there's the chaos of it. I don't know where to look. And then we pull up to a car that we think is the car, wrong car, wrong guy. And then we've just made so much circles in this thing that when we pull up next to the guy, who definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you finally do find the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
They roll the window down to say that, and he just kind of like casually drives off to almost just like, I don't know who you're talking about. It's not me kind of thing. He just keeps going. So they start following him like slowly or whatever. And then cut to 30 seconds later. And this is the only like intense but pretty exhilarating part. In a high speed chase in a Walmart parking lot. I mean, circling around. The guy's weaving. hitting like at 75 miles an hour, easy, hitting like speed bumps in a parking lot.
What happens in a scenario if you were to hit his car? Or
we weren't that close to him. Oh, okay. He was just, we were watching this guy flee. Mm-hmm. And he got into the, I said, literally, if his car would have exploded around him, he would have just ran into traffic. Like, he would have just not stopped. And he got into traffic in his car, and then you just got to like let him go, I guess. But
what would happen? I'm curious. Like, let's say, as he's trying to escape, he hits another car and fucking kills somebody.
Well, that's the pedophile hunter's problem. I'm just an observer.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be brought up on charges.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of these guys have gotten in trouble before, but also they get a lot of people arrested. But this guy, watching him run, I said, I said, nauseam, I've said this already, but the intense part of it was the guy got away. We didn't catch him, but we were watching a guy run for his life. I've never seen somebody run for like their life desperately before. Not like with that kind of circumstances. I've seen people like be afraid of guns and run, or gunshot, or whatever, someone yelling some shit out in a place. And
he wouldn't get caught.
Scary. This guy was like, if I don't get away right now, like my life's probably, like, he doesn't know how far it's going to go or not
right.
far.
Yeah.
And so when he's driving away with the intention of like, if I'm stopped right now, everything in my world is fucking over.
But do they already have like his name and all that other shit, or they don't have any?
Yeah, they do. But like he said, with one like that, it's probably going to go like nowhere.
Get them pedos.
I told you my friend works for Homeland Security, and he works in getting pedophiles. That's what he does all day, every day.
Nice.
Like Pokemon Hunter?
Yeah.
That's got to be depressing.
Yeah, it is depressing. He really like, he's told me times where he's, this is not really fun episode yet, but you know, he spends like hours talking to like an 8-year-old girl who was molested and trying to get information out of her. It's all.
Yeah, well, it's really like, that's fucking horrific. But these guys, even like.
Or sexy.
I said also, most of them, when you see them get arrested, most of the time, by the way, they are like somewhere on the spectrum of retarded.
Yeah.
Like for sure, there's something like wrong with them too.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's just some dude who's like a piece of shit creep. And like the videos on YouTube, though, are just. They're so great.
So you didn't get to have some hours. You don't have the thrill yet of actually catching a pedophile. No. Are you going to try and go back out with them
again? That's right, San Antonio pedophiles, I'm coming for you. The guy said he's going to come to San Antonio because he lives in Houston. So he's going to come there when I'm there and maybe try again.
Well, that's good. Maybe you should do it as part of Skankfest. That would be a great day off of Skankfest.
A pedo hunt?
A pedo hunt for Skankfest.
Ride along.
In Vegas.
I like just calling it a hunt, like I'm in the game. Oh, you want to go on a hunt? Sometimes it's called a catch, too.
Yeah.
By the way, this is my first time at the new table. The table is the right size, finally.
Oh, yeah. It's changed again.
So the first table was too big. Yeah. Second table was too small.
Yeah.
And this table is just right.
This one's good.
This is the third table.
Yeah, this is the Goldilocks table. We found the Goldilocks
table. This table is good for pissing.
Yeah, this we can't.
I do see the difference. Yeah,
we brought it up. Lewis will not allow any fluids for at least another couple of weeks. We got to be good about it.
He said a few weeks.
I'm saying a few weeks.
You said Lewis won't allow it for a few weeks.
I'm going
to
ease us back into it. You know, Lewis is against fluids.
Right.
That's the thing right now.
Okay.
So that is what it is.
I feel like that's Ralph's campaign, but it rhymes. So, you know, we're all going to go along with that.
Lewis is against fluids.
That doesn't even sound like Lewis's motto, but it rhymes. So, you know,
by the way, I will say this about Lewis. As someone who is known to be a hot-headed psychopath for a lot of reasons, he is surprisingly level-headed on certain things. When it comes to customer service, amazing how he'll talk me out of like wanting to just cancel people left and right.
Sure.
And when it came to this, he's like, look, people rent this studio. If they look it up and they see a girl pissing on the table, we talked about it last week.
A lot of people argue that squirt's not piss, but it's neither here
nor there. There's girls that have pissed on the table.
It's neither here nor there.
Of things.
Shannon, your thoughts?
Scientifically, it's piss and something else.
Yeah.
I agree with DJ.
Piss is part of it.
Yeah.
And we've had girls piss on the table.
I think it's piss. I think it's piss minus something is what it is.
Yeah, minus the mucous membrane or something.
I think minus like the waste. Wow. I think minus the waste.
I don't think there's membranes involved.
It's clean piss.
It sounds like you're
I think it's
about.
Like the water that piss travels in.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Because
it's clear.
Through the two, the fluid formerly known as piss.
I've never seen squirt be piss unless it was piss.
Oh, man.
And then I want to tell you one shitty thing, and then we're going to do what we're here for today.
Piss
right?
and shit?
This really bothers me. You may remember the guest. This is fucking 5 years ago on a CR show.
Dude, I'm like a catalog memory. Go
you ahead. Do have better memory. Kirill was here. You know, do you remember? Or no, be serious.
I actually know exactly who he is.
Okay, so...
I know Kirill for years and years.
All right, so you guys know Kirill or no? Kirill was here. Like it's his. He's basically the modern
slut whisperer. Do you remember that whole thing?
Like, he's the modern day girl.
He used to work
wild.
At comics. You probably met Kirill. He worked with Cringe Humor years ago.
Kirill.
He started his own thing. It was a little goofy Russian dude. A little goofy. I don't know why I said that.
I don't remember.
He used to work for Cringe Humor and them. Then he was comics. He did all of their Comics Comedy Club. He did all their like filming shit. And then he started becoming the Slut Whisperer. He's the guy that goes to parties. You ever see Assholes Live Forever shirts? Like that whole thing? It's like a big campaign of stuff.
No.
Wow.
But he goes to clubs and his big thing is like champagne.
He makes champagne facials and gets girls naked and that kind of thing. Right?
Okay. Okay. Work.
He's like a party. He's an influencer.
You guys had him on here?
We had him on years ago. So I get a text message a couple days, like about a week ago, maybe whatever it was.
He wants to intern for us.
I get a message. The phone number is not in my phone, but it says, hey, I'm sorry to give you this news through text, but I'm texting everybody that was in his phone. Kirill passed away.
Shut up.
Right? And we are trying to raise some money. Some of his favorite pictures we're putting on T-shirts, and we're doing this to raise money.
True?
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
I call Lainey, because this year was weird. Three or four people I know died, right? So I called Lainey, said, oh my God, because Lainey booked Kirill. You're not going to believe this. Kirill passed away. Don't believe him. It's bullshit. He's doing it to sell T-shirts for some fucking thing, and then he resurrected on April 1st.
Really?
Which I think is so fucking shitty.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
Especially to get people to buy
merch. You saw
merch.
My thing. I'm like, oh,
he should have came back April 2nd.
Yeah. But I got so turned off by it because I said, this says that it's dangerously close to April 1st, so I don't want to believe this. Please tell me that this isn't real. And they said, no, it is. Like, they were just fucking sending messages.
Do you know Sarah Doms at all?
Yeah, Sarah Doms passed, and she was great. Yeah, that's a. Yeah,
she's waiting until Easter. Dude.
Yeah, she come back.
So Sarah Doms, she used to come to the comedy club all the time, right?
Everything. Yeah, you met her a zillion times.
Yeah, that was
you saw a picture of her.
I was like, oh, shit. Why?
Yeah, Sarah's.
Oh, there he goes.
Sweetheart.
That's him right there, right? I guess there he is.
What is this?
That's shout out to the hustler who tried to sell merch during his crucifixion. He was, this sort of, I don't know what it was, he resurrected himself on the fucking first.
Wow.
And I just think it's such a shitty fucking thing to do. I don't know. It really bothered me.
Seems like something, I think he's too old for that. That seems like a joke like a 19-year-old does, and then you got to explain to him why you're like,
Ferris.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
you're like, don't do that. Don't
really, do that. Really, someone should have talked him out of it. Really fucking shitty. And then also, what I love about Temple, the only person I can talk to about running that's not going to give me shit like you do.
No, behind your back, you guys.
We talk running. We ran together running. In Texas.
Oh, all right, well, me and Derek will be over here not talking about running.
Yeah, they're so anti-running. Derek, even the mention of running. Well. Yeah, you got that shit, man. My fucking knee. Like, I didn't even ask you to run. I just happened to mention.
I be wanting to work out, but when you talk about running 8-7 miles around the park, I'm like, nah.
You know what it is? There's a lot of exercise I could zone out into music or listen like talk
not running
talk running, yeah running to me is like yeah I just don't I would never find like the joy in it.
I didn't for a year. It took me a year. I just wanted to lose weight, you know, and that's why I did it. But I like having at least one person in the comedy space that's not going to give me shit for it.
Ralph is
sorry, Ralph.
Me
so
proper
sex
nutrition.
Drugs.
I don't give
hydration.
Dave shit.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Everybody.
It just makes people uncomfortable because it's weird. Running is a topic. It makes people uncomfortable, especially like people know you do it, so they kind of come up to you like, "Hey, you been doing any running?" And you go, "Yeah." And then everyone else is like, "You run?" Yeah.
It is a little culty.
Never. Like
guys,
it's a weird
guys,
thing.
Guys, tune into STR show. No more body fluids, only fitness chat.
Do we talk about people who died? Pedophiles,
straight fitness chat.
You guys, which are uneaten.
Lord willing, if Ralph gets healthy again, we will be doing the Brooklyn Half together.
Yeah, we're going to try and do the Brooklyn Half together.
Healthy
the end of this month.
I fucked up my back. I've been having a hard time running lately.
Half a marathon.
Do you need
your
pills back?
I know. It's better now. It's like 80% better. Have you taken any of the pills?
No.
Yeah, the baclofen?
Maybe tonight, though.
Yeah, you should take, they're 5 milligram pills.
Uh-huh.
If you take two, it's like the recommended dose.
Recommended but, to solve your back problems?
Yeah.
Or recommended to get no.
Wait, probably one three. Of the pills got the word back in it?
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Isn't that great?
My back pills have the word
Jay
back.
Jay just
baclofen.
Sounds like someone who's just like.
Well, your back, you need baclofen.
He makes noises until he gets the pills in his hands. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take too much, ever.
Yeah.
But
I don't think, they're not narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely do something.
They're
like
muscle relaxers.
Yeah, I legit forgot that I did an interview one day. Like that, I just forgot we did it because I was on the baclofen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Baclofen.
Mm-hmm. There's no K in there, I'm sure.
No, there is none.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's still a weird
thing
for
pretty spot
a muscle relaxer.
My back hurts. Your back hurts.
Yeah.
How about some baclofen?
Baclofen.
All right, so what we're doing,
you
last time you guys were on.
For your headache?
We played a game. We played the sex, drugs, and rock and roll game the last time these guys were on. Remember that game that someone put out and stole the name of our show? But
They did?
They did. They even had the logo. It was almost the same
logo. Oh, my God. I mean, they did.
Those motherfuckers.
Jesus.
So we have done, Shannon, how many times have we done this game? Like 5 or 6 times, right?
Yeah.
I don't know our count.
We're running out of questions.
Right. But the idea is, who knows who better, these two podcast hosts or these two podcast hosts?
Okay. Mm. What do you mean these podcast hosts?
What do you mean by these?
Yeah, these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shannon's going to ask questions, and it'll go in rounds, like it'll be, you know, our team, your team, whatever. And it's basically the newlywed game.
She says, "My favorite comic." Always remember, T.I.
T.I.
is my favorite comic.
T.I. Yeah. And we'll see who knows each other better. It's basically the newlywed game. Mm-hmm. But we call it the Potty Bud Games because
Potty Bud.
That's the best name we could come up with.
T.I.
All right.
And also, the last time we played this, Jay, was when those fucking, the mother-daughter porn sister, porn team was on, and they were so out to lunch, we were just telling each other our answers, and they didn't even realize it.
Those two were, one's a doctor.
A mother-daughter porn
team? I wouldn't trust them to put a Band-Aid on me.
I wouldn't trust them with my baclofen.
Yeah, you wouldn't give them baclofen. No, the mother, it was grosser than we're even making a sound. The daughter was an influencer with, like, it wasn't even, it's funny when I guess when you hear the numbers of people, and it's like, she's like 30-some thousand, mm-hmm. like, TikTok followers. Like, is that a ton? I don't think that's a ton.
I don't know. In her neighborhood.
But she's, her mother and her considered her an influencer, and her mother was now, she was like a penthouse chick.
Wow.
But now.
And also, by the way, in her day, one of the only women to be on the cover of both Penthouse and Playboy, which is pretty wild.
Victoria Zadrock, but she's Dr. Victoria Zadrock. Doctor. But she came in, she's older now, but now is going to start doing, like, getting fucked porn.
Yeah. MILF. Like,
hardcore porn.
Actual
so
porn.
Brave.
And and was trying to convince her daughter.
To do it with her.
Who was 19.
Yeah.
Dumb as a fucking doornail. Yeah. I mean, next level stupid.
Yeah. Next level.
Like, she only had, like, this, like a.
But
like
in
a,
her defense,
her mouth was always open.
She was kind of hot.
Oh, Christ. She's probably dead in Ralph's attic. Ralph changes her clothes every day. Props her up like the Ralph.
Clipping her fingernails.
51st dates.
What happened? What happened? She had a doof voice, too. But she, But yeah, her mom was just trying to convince her to a point. It was just wretched.
Yeah, and they were talking.
But they were dumb as shit.
Remember the time I fucked that guy? And she's like, "Oh yeah, I remember that, mom."
Yeah,
it was really weird.
They're lying. I don't believe them now. I wasn't even here, and I don't believe them.
No, did they say these things?
No, that when you remember the time I fucked that.
No, I believe them.
No, believe me. Meet them for 30 seconds, you'll believe it.
I believe
them. Too dumb to make it up.
Yeah.
Honestly. Oh yeah, one of them.
Yeah,
one of them.
She's not wrong. They were too dumb to make. Like I was concerned. About how dumb the one, because they said that she might.
I was concerned. I tried to take her back to my place to keep her safe from her mom.
They said she. They were saying at one point, didn't Lainey say there's a chance she might get undressed?
That was slick. That was very slick.
They were saying there was a chance the daughter might get undressed. We didn't even ask.
Yeah.
Please no.
Yeah, we were all like, dude, this chick
keep
doesn't
it
get
on,
it.
Keep it on.
And she was like cute enough, but she definitely just didn't get.
Yeah,
what was happening.
That's like. Yeah. Did you ever see that movie Gummo?
Yeah.
And the guy that was like pimping out his autistic sister.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, "Wow, to go fuck an autistic girl just because hey, I got $12."
And she don't care. She's like, "Okay,
$12? 12."
All right. Before we go any further, one of our newest sponsors, Damn Cool Shit. It is called Chicken Skin Snacks. Chicken Skin Snacks is an excellent way to satisfy your crunch snack craving. And it's a perfect alternative to carb-heavy snacks.
Zero carbs, dude.
Zero carbs. What it is, by the way, for the Jews in the audience, we eat this shit all the time. You take the chicken skin, you deep fry it, and you snack on it like a potato chip, but it's just chicken skin.
Jews don't do this historically.
We do this.
I've never heard.
You're not a real Jew, Jay. Come on now.
I'm as Jewish as you are, for sure.
That's true.
And I've never once heard this.
Oh, no. There's a name for it, too. There's a Jew name for it.
Fried chicken skin?
No. No, there's a Jew name.
Oh, chicken skin.
Yeah. That's how you call it. Yeah. It comes in a bunch, 8 different flavors, and you get, like, you could also buy, like, sample packs with, like, 2 of a few each different flavor.
Do they call it Schwarze crisps?
That seems really wrong.
Huh?
It doesn't seem right at all.
I don't know. I don't speak Yiddish.
I feel like you did enough to know what that was.
Chili lime schwarze crisps.
It's chick C I. Sorry, C H I C K N.
Chick, you know, like chick.
Like a chick. If you use the code SDR20, you get 20% off your order. That is SDR20. By the way, spelled wrong there, for 20% off your entire order. And if you want to pig out, you should say call it chicken out or fowl out. It's not pigging out.
Yeah, fowl out.
Salt and vinegar, buffalo chicken wings.
Jamaican jerk.
Speaking
cheese.
Clucking hot. Chicken skin.
Cheese.
What's that flavor?
You could even use it as a nacho if you really want to pig out.
You mean foul out?
Right. Chickenskin.com. CHICKNSKIN. Because I have to spell that for you. Chickenskin.com. Promo code SDR20 for 20% off your order. That's SDR20 for 20% off. Cheese.
I knew that was coming.
Flavored chicken skin. Also chili lime, parentheses Thai flavor. Salt and pepper Jamaican jerk, original. Cheese.
Salt and vinegar. Cheese. All right, let's get back into it.
Foul out.
Also, by the way, before we get started, I want to say thank you to you guys because you kicked off the Gas Digital pay-per-view shit, and I love that you guys made that happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's cool. So thank you for making that happen.
Yeah. Black Ass Comedy Show.
Shameless plug. Black Ass Comedy Show is the wildest show in New York City right now.
Mother-daughter sex teams?
Wilder than that, dude.
They're invited.
Yeah, absolutely. Invited. And we probably had people like that in our audience.
But I met a porn star there. She probably wouldn't want to call
star
porn.
Porn star adjacent.
Yeah.
No, she messaged me the next day. She was sweet. Lexus the Divine, I'll give her a plug, but she's like a...
I'll give her a plug.
Black chick from... Actually, I was talking to her the other day. She's from Florida, I think.
Okay.
And
came for Dylan.
And I made some joke, maybe. I made some joke about her being important. I think she sent me a message like, oh, I do actually do like porn shit. Mm. Pretty great.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it once a month, the paper?
No, this is every Sunday.
Every Sunday
we do this comedy show, Sundays at 10 p.m. It's the wildest show. We pack it out every weekend. It's an all-black lineup, so it's all black comics that you should know, and every once in a while we put Jay on. So like,
yeah, we put him up as the Christmas. He's always on Christmas Sunday.
Basically, for you guys digital subscribers, if you want to enjoy the blackest comedy show from the safety of your phone, hey, man, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/events. Events, pay-per-view right there.
Yeah, and I love that we made that happen. It's awesome. Yeah. Pay-per-view event.
So every Sunday people can watch from home.
Every Sunday people can watch from wherever, on their phone, at home, wherever. We have a multi-camera shoot right there in the room, man.
It's live.
You get to see our comedy show, a lot of the dopest up-and-coming comics, as well as established.
And where is it, by the way?
This is in Brooklyn Comedy Club, Williamsburg, 308 Bedford Avenue.
Old Man Hustle in the front, Brooklyn Comedy Club in the back.
Yes, sir.
Cool. I would go to that.
Hey, man, every Sunday is the best way to start your week, man. We're always there.
Best way to start your week with the Sunday show.
I haven't been to a comedy show in quite some time, Jay.
Well, they're going
to
see you.
Just no matter where you sit.
Yeah, that's
right. Gonna say things.
I always sit in the back because I'm always going to be in the way of
everybody.
Oh,
they're going to still find you.
Yeah, they'll still find me.
This big motherfucker in the back.
Stonehenge head ass.
What the hell is he? Slam Dunk's Pumpkins.
I ain't going to do no jokes. I'm just going to roast this motherfucker.
Tall head motherfucker in the back.
Put the spotlight on him and make it hot.
I had a thing about my bitch, but instead I'm going to talk about your funky ass.
That's funny. I had a thing about my bitch, but I'm going to talk about your funky ass.
Yeah, I talk about some bonfire, but I think these guys will laugh at it too. I went and looked up, you know, the T.I. thing with the girl on stage.
Yeah.
T.I. got into it with a girl who made a joke about his
allegations.
Abuse.
He kept saying allegations and made me laugh.
Yeah, but and we looked up the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Lauren Knight. I'll give her a plug. It's nothing about her comedy at all.
It
but
should have been. Yeah.
She opened me up to. I was like, let me see her comedy. I'm curious what her comedy is like when she's not taken by this thing.
Yeah.
And I clicked it. Something called Comedy Hype, which I've never heard of before.
It's a blog. Like Interabank for black comedy.
They make you do, but they have people do comedy with there's a person with a camera, like on stage, like right in front of you. So you got your, it's like doing a TRL live, but one of your jokes.
Yeah.
Like, you ever have badass kids? Badass kids. And it's just looking at the camera. Like it's like freestyle. It's uncomfortable as shit.
Yeah. What's it called?
Comedy Hype was a YouTube
comedy
video.
Yeah, I got friends that write for
I did
that.
An interview for Comedy Hype.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Do they grab
what
the camera?
What did they used to be called before they were Comedy
Hype? Up there. Comedy Basement? Because that's also like a thing attached to it.
Nah, so they had a whole other name before.
I couldn't tell you.
All right, let's get this started,
let's
Shannon.
Do it.
Hey, Ralph. Sorry we bother you with our black stuff.
Damn. Sorry, you know, it's hard to get... Oh, look at that!
Game show where we find out which podcasting duo knows each other the best.
There you go.
All right. Let's start the Potty Bud game.
Now, wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out whose voice that is.
Frank.
Wow.
I thought it was so easy to figure it out.
Frank?
No.
I feel like it's Bobby.
It's Bobby.
Okay.
I didn't know we were capable of this kind of production, Dylan.
Yeah, by the way, oh. Yes.
Dylan says we don't have graphics.
Can we hear it again? Is that possible? I want to hear it again.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let's see that again.
Jesus Christ.
Now, if we pay any more seconds out, we lose the rights to the song.
Wow.
It's the brand new game show where we find out which podcasting duo knows each other the best. Let's start the Potty Bud game.
That is very well done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very well done.
Wow.
Right. You know, you guys have a lot of segments on NFA pictures that is missing intros.
Who did that? Gabe Line Mike? Huh?
our pictures look like we're unattractive people trying to do model poses.
Both doing blue steel.
I was serious.
Ralph had a lazy eye. That was a lazy eye to get the bitches.
All right. Kudos to that. Did we always have that? I never noticed it.
We have used that for the other one, except most of the other ones we did on Zoom, so you couldn't
see it.
That's
old, Ralph. Sorry.
I forget how involved Jay is with the production of the SDR show.
I've given her so many kudos for that intro before. I thought you were joking when you said
Jay's like here early. He's setting up things. Here's the beats we're going to go on. I know that. That's very early tonight. Jay asks usually around 5, 6 o'clock, who's on the show this week?
I'm always curious in case I have to cancel.
Yeah. Ralph, are you new to this podcast game? There's always one guy who's way more famous
it's wild.
And way less interested.
Yeah, it's really wild.
That's so funny.
But you know what's funny? I would say that the one time it's different, the guy that's more famous, that is more interested, is Lewis on Rap.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only time where that dynamic, where the more famous guy is the one who's more involved with the production.
Yeah, but that podcast.
It's the Rattlesnake. It's about him.
That podcast started out of, you know what I mean, spite.
I understand. I'm saying it's the only dynamic I could think of when there's two people that's like that. You know what I'm saying? All right, anyway, I'm sorry. Just pontificating a little bit.
Good pontificating, dude.
Thank you. Thank
you. Good word.
Thank you, Jason.
To pontificate.
Okay. So we're going
to
do.
Think critically.
We're only going to do two rounds, and then I have one tiebreaker just in case.
Okay.
So the first round, I'm going to ask the question to Jay and to Derek.
Okay.
And so you're going to answer the question.
I'm answering. Sorry, continue.
No, wait, what?
No,
what?
I'm asking the question to Jay and to Derek. So they're answering. And if it has something to do with their partner, then it's they're answering about the other one.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, so we don't do anything.
Not yet.
No, but you're still going to write down
our
answer.
We're writing down our answer.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, first one is, and again, for Jay and Derek, which one of you is the better singer?
So, okay, that's an easy
one. This is an easy one. Yeah, it's not a confusing. I'm trying to not be as confusing as
God damn it, I'm losing my tip.
That's what she said.
Hello. Oh, it's gone for good.
Jesus Christ, Shannon. Oh, Christ.
My tip is gone for good.
Do you need another marker?
No, I just don't have a tip anymore.
What are you doing, man? You got to be able to erase.
Well, I can't erase now.
You can use your finger.
All right, everyone has it?
Yeah.
Okay, next question for Jay and Derek. Which one of you can hold your drugs or alcohol better? Which one of you can hold your drugs or alcohol better?
Okay.
Ready?
Pontificate. It's a good word.
It's a great word.
Next one. Which of you has had more sexual partners?
Oh.
Which of you has had more sexual...
I like your announcery question-y voice, Shannon. I think it's pretty good.
We're looking for the most sexual partners.
We're looking for
I think you're doing it pretty good.
Yeah. And then last one for this round. Blank is my partner's favorite thing about me.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Yeah, okay. So for Jay and Derek, you're going to answer what Ralph and Dave's favorite thing about you is. And then Ralph and Dave, you're going to answer your favorite thing about them.
My favorite thing about Jay?
Yes.
No. No. It's what I Ralph's going to answer what he thinks.
No. What is my favorite thing about you?
And I'm saying what you think.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm confusing.
Always confusing.
I'm sorry.
Let me think about this. Hold on. What is my favorite thing about Jay?
Yes.
His ability to pontificate. What is it? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. All right. I think I have an answer. I'm giving real answers here. Real answers.
That's the reason we're doing it, right?
That's what it's about. We want to see who knows each other. None of this fucking, I want to get into Jay's mind.
All right. Okay. Everyone has all their
Not
stuff?
Not just the frosted tip.
Yes.
Okay. So the first question was, which of you is the better singer? We'll start with you, Derek. We'll start with you, Dave. Dave, what did you say? Which of you is the better singer, Dave?
Okay. So I do karaoke with Derek for a number of years.
Okay. Meaning that you just go out and do it for funsies?
When we weren't getting spots anywhere. We would close every night with a rendition of Prince's Purple Rain that we actually remade the lyrics to Derek Gaines.
Okay. Derek Gaines.
Purple Rain.
Derek Gaines.
And Derek would belt that out every night. So I'm going to go ahead and say Derek is the better singer there.
Okay, show us your answer, Dave.
Oh, I had just put the letter D. That was cheap.
Also, they shouldn't show us the thing. We just got to call the honor system.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Honor system.
We normally use the pages. Okay. All right. So you said Derek. Derek, what was your answer?
Derek Gaines.
Okay. All right. Can you give me a line or two from that song out of curiosity?
I never meant to cause you any pain. Yeah. If I can only see you laughing.
See you laughing.
Beside me. To the Derek Gaines. Derek Gaines.
So really, it wasn't Derek Gaines. Not so much changing the lyrics.
No, the lyrics
it's already
my
got
name.
Jay's hand.
Derek Gaines. Derek Gaines. You saw that video that went viral of Prince from 11 years old? Did you see that?
Yeah, what did he say? He said something about somebody getting money.
It was so obviously him. It was wild to see. It was
Little Prince.
Little Prince.
I'm allergic to whatever that stuff I took.
Baclofen. He died from Baclofen.
Baclofen. Damn.
All right, so that's them. Now it's our turn.
So they have a point.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ralph, who did you say was the better singer?
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. It's Jay.
Yeah, you do the rock music.
Yeah, I can't sing for shit.
Okay. I put me.
Oh, I also feel bad because I get songs stuck in my head and Shannon has to listen to me just do one line of a song over and over again for hours on time.
Beep da bop boom bop beep da bop boom.
But not even that much.
Bop bop boom. Do you know what that is?
Oh yeah, yeah.
My Shazam's not picking it up.
But it'd only be like just the bop da and then stop. Yeah. And then come back again.
Right. You're like Al Bundy.
Oh, drive her fucking car.
You're like a 55-year-old TikTok video.
That's me.
Bop bop drop drop blop. That's it.
All right, so everyone, that's a wash. We all got that one. All
right.
Okay, so we'll do the same thing this time. Which one of you can hold your drugs or alcohol better? Dave, what did you say?
Derek, absolutely.
Derek, yes?
That'd be Derek Gaines again, yeah.
Wait, was there five questions?
It was four.
Four questions.
Did you write down five answers?
No, but first one was...
Which one of you is a better singer?
Yeah, and the second one
was the first one.
Yeah, it was the first one.
Oh, okay.
Wow, if you wrote down five answers, that'd be really cool.
No, I didn't.
Okay. By the way, do you guys smoke? You both smoke weed. I know you don't drink.
Yeah.
Okay, and you just feel that he handles it better than you?
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't smoking. I didn't smoke. He started smoking, and he was smoking all the time to the point where it was like, well, yeah, I'm now high also, and I might as well smoke with you. And that, like, now it's just like we're
cheating chong now.
Yeah, now it's just like there's always smoke around.
So. Well, good friends.
That's why Jay and I aren't closer, by the way.
This guy won't get nice with me. You're doing dabs tonight, though.
Good luck with that.
Why? Do you have to run at 4 a.m.?
Yeah. As a matter of fact,
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't tell that to the listeners. So after each round, the team that is behind is going to either drink or take a dab.
Right.
Dab.
Or Jay's case, do both.
Dang, crossfade.
We should do it after every question. That's too much, right? After every question is too much?
No, after the round.
Yeah, after the round.
After the round, yeah.
Okay, so now for Team SDR, which one of you can hold your drugs and alcohol better? Ralph,
I mean, if I said me, I'd be insane.
Insane.
It's obviously Jay. Wow.
Big
Jay. And if Jay puts me, he's throwing the game on purpose.
Wow.
No, I said me, yeah.
Okay, yeah, for sure. There's no fucking way.
That's why I thought I was on three, and my answer...
Yeah, because to me, I... I've only done a drug once a year on the show, and that's it. So there's no fucking way that it's going to be me.
And you don't handle it great.
And I don't handle it great at all.
By the way, no, we've missed 2 years of drugs.
Yeah,
on the
but
show.
So the two that we want to do.
Ralph won't do meth.
I won't do meth.
Ralph won't try crack with me, pussy.
He wanted to do crack.
You're going to addict it to. I would rather do crack than meth.
You what guys about. His relationship is a lot like ours. It's just not. We're not fighting over drugs. I won't spend thousands of dollars on jackets and clothes and
that's
stuff
me.
Like that.
Now, that's my drug. Where... I'll buy a fucking $4,000 jacket and a goddamn heartbeat.
We're supposed to do GHB and we're supposed to do Whippets. Those are the two.
Nah, Whippets dude. And G. What is this, Jackass?
Yeah. Yeah. What would you pick, Jay?
Look how not cool we look to our black friends.
What would you pick? Is our
crack.
Next I'm not doing crack.
Why? You're only high for a few minutes.
I'm not doing crack.
Trust me, these all sound like clothing lines I won't buy either.
Celine, no you way. Ain't gonna buy a Celine jacket.
Pick
Celine
a
at number
drug.
$3,000.
Pick a second drug. It can't be crack.
What did you say before?
I said
GHB
or Whippets. Because Whippets
last. Let's take mushroom, like a real dose of mushrooms.
But mushrooms last fucking together. 9 hours.
Yeah,
right?
They do, bro. They last.
I don't do 9 hours of a drug. That's what
you
I like.
High for real.
Oh, you don't really
we were
get
friends,
to know your friend.
You would break on through the other side with him.
As soon as he buys a fucking jacket, I'll do that, maybe.
Oh, fuck.
We could do a pay-per-view 9-hour long SDR.
A real friend would ride the snake with me.
What other drugs don't last too long?
Huh? Crack! It lasts for minutes, dude.
Crack. Half crack.
Let's do
half
it.
Crack.
Let's go in for 8 hours, or let's just do crack for a little bit.
I want to do crack. Is it wrong?
Don't get a lot of crack. If it was good, we'll probably try some more crack. So let's just have enough crack to do that one time.
God damn, I just don't want to do crack.
If you try crack, marathons will never be a problem.
There's no way I'm
your back pain is over.
And
then
the American Dad, did crack.
Yeah, that's going to be me.
And he ran through the fucking... That's
going to be me.
Kills the monkey.
That's going to be me. That's going to be me.
Yeah, don't get Ralph.
Goodbye, Baclofen. Hello, crack.
Skinny, big head Ralph from me.
Baclofen.
You know what makes your back feel better than Baclofen?
Baclofen.
All right, so I picked JJ. I assume you picked you as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a dead heat right now.
Yeah,
dead
heat. And I'm seeing why this side of the table is not as talented as the other. That seems to be a theme.
So right, silly.
Number three, which one of you has had more sexual partners? Dave, what did you say?
Oh, that's Derek, yeah.
Derek?
Yeah, my friend Derek's a whore.
Oh, I feel like Derek said Dave. Derek
said
I said you.
You
I
said
Dave. Yeah.
That's because I have receipts for my sex. Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, here's your chance, guys.
All right, well, first of all, I am 10 years older or more than you.
I said you. I thought right? I knew you had a pretty crazy
So I put
count.
Me.
Yeah, but I
put you.
Was,
yeah, I put me. I got years on Jay.
Right, so SDR is ahead now.
Oh, their shit. Head? Oh, shit.
Head by one.
Okay.
Damn, we're going to do tabs.
One more question for this round. Blank is my partner's favorite thing about me. Dave, what did you say Derek's favorite thing about you was?
Wait a minute.
Your favorite thing about Derek is?
Right.
My favorite thing about Derek? His positivity.
What did you say?
Well, that makes
I said that I only like my friends in my group.
That's positive.
That's positive, that's right.
I only like my homies in my group. That's it.
So that's definitely it.
Dave Monroe and Reggie. That's it.
That is not a point.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
It's a good group, though. It's a good group.
That's my group. Like, I don't really.
Strong group.
And I'm putting this is how I mean it, because I really think, like, you would do anything for me if I needed you.
Sure.
So I put, like, your heart. Like the way you are towards
me. Oh, look at that. We losing. We got to take that.
I put my humor.
Oh. That was too obvious to me.
Now we tied.
No,
you got wrong on that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
All right, so the NNFA guys have to do a dab.
All right.
Shit.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors, and this is for our fans over the age of 21 and the coolest of those. Let's talk about my newest favorite vape pen from MePod. Ralph, I can't say it enough. This thing is like a fat chode in your hand.
It's
I don't know why I like
it so beautiful cock.
It's like holding a beautiful cock. Like
Mo the Monster's come over to say hello.
But like in its phase of like, you know you're going to get it a little bit harder. Do you know what I mean? That feeling. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine, which is addictive. As addictive as holding fat cock in your hand is my
which
guess.
Which is quite addictive.
I don't know. But these things have a great pull. They have great flavors. And the feel, as I said, is delightful. They have different flavors, which is a big deal to me always. Peach, because, you know, I'm always a 12-year-old Puerto Rican kid at heart. There's no cheese flavor, Ralph. Get your head out of your ass. What do you think this is? Chicken skin? Cheese. They have disposables and refillables, which is a big deal. I like
also, by the way, I'm going to say this. I know you and Shannon love your meat pods.
I do, and the disposables are great because when you're done, you can huck them at the homeless.
That's really...
And sometimes you're like, here, I think there's still a few pores
left. Part of the marketing.
But there's not... Yeah, it'll definitely leave a knot on their noggin, for sure, because as I told you before, it's like a thick cock. If you like flavors, they do have a wide variety of vape juice options, and also, they have some products for 420 consumers,
Can you elaborate a little bit?
No, I can't. It's not legal everywhere yet. Meatpod also has the fastest shipping, with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love Meatpod, and you're going to support the sponsor that supports our show by going to Meatpod, MIPOD.com, and if you use the promo code SDR, you're going to get 15% off. A thick cock like that at that price?
15% off a thick cock?
Oh, my God. And I'm telling you this, ladies, over the age of 21, you could probably put it in you.
Right. By the way, I like the idea of girls looking at Jake holds this thick.
Yeah. You want a free meat pod, everyone? Send videos of you fucking your meat pods, and we'll send you other meat pods or fucking anything. Use promo code SDR. You're going to get 15% off at meatpod.com. All right. Let's get back into it.
He's doing these dabs.
Humor was what I almost put first. Well, I felt that was too obvious.
Damn, sorry.
Over the body count? That's okay.
I thought you had a bigger body count.
I thought you had a bigger body count.
Do you track? I tracked until I was like 30.
I didn't track.
I lost count at 28.
Yeah.
I tracked until I was about 30, and I stopped. Yeah, do you remember where you were at? Crazy. Do you remember where you were at 28? At that age when you stopped counting and where you were at?
I had to be, because that was the last... of the apartments. That was the last spot until I got my apartment. So I was, I don't know.
Get a guess. A roundabout figure.
I want to say I was at least 35, 36 in.
I remember at 30, I had 60 because we made a joke. The girl's name was Jackie. All my friends under their breast referred to her as Jackie 60. That happened at when I turned 30. So that's what I remember. Then I stopped counting.
As a 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about this? If you had to guess right now, gun to your head... Within a certain percentage, I'd say within 20%. If you had to guess how many?
From now back, right?
The entire from today till the first time you had sex.
Shit. Oh wow.
Do you have an idea on that, Jay? I'm curious who you think. Do you have an idea?
I'm in like the low 70s. Low 80s, yeah.
I'm in the high 70s.
Maybe like okay.
Jay? If you had a guess?
I have
no idea.
I would have said over 100, but then everyone's saying 70. So
I know mine is about 300.
Wow.
This is disgusting. That's not good. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm a piece of shit. Piece of shit.
I wish I would have did more because I don't drink. If I would have drank,
it probably would have been easier. Pulling. Yeah.
Let's watch this. I've never seen a dab in action. There's so much mechanics to
this. That's what scares me off of it.
There's so much to it. Wait a minute. Jay, I need a little explanation. I've never seen it in... Well, you're going to kill Derek. That'll be a very weird episode. Derek's dead. Derek's dead.
Hot box.
Oh, my God.
And then Jay's just doing them for fun.
Jay's doing them for fun.
Just giggles.
Jay, you going to come around here and help this man? Because I don't know what the fuck to do.
He's got to heat it up again.
For a couple more seconds.
Light it up. Light it up.
Can you explain what's happening? Because I'm an idiot.
It's like crack, but apparently it's not crack.
It's crack of weed.
It's like a really high dose of it. Is it solid?
No, so it's like a butter almost.
I'll give you a description as it's going in.
And then so now it's like, so then it comes into like, oh, I see. It's definitely like.
You're blocking this camera, Dave.
Oh, okay.
I'm coming
over here. Other way.
I'm back.
You all right, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
Don't touch anything. Just start pulling.
This is for when he starts having a coughing fit?
Yeah.
Is that pretty common that you fucking cough your brains out, or that just...
No, it's common. Okay. It's you cough your brains out. Go ahead, boy. Man up, nigga. Clear. You got it.
Huh? Clear. Keep going.
Clear.
It's clear.
There you go.
Wow. Jesus Christ. That looks... It's so involved.
It's like that scene in Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah.
It's like...
Pass that shit. Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
It's so involved.
It tastes like all of the vape pen.
It tastes like 40 vape pens. Oh, shit.
Damn. God, he's sweating.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Oh, man.
You want me to do that? Are you fucking crazy?
Oh, Ralph.
That's nuts.
All right.
Wow. 1-0, everybody, and we almost lost Derek, so.
Oh, Ralph.
We good.
I'm good. Holy shit.
So does it hit you much harder than normal?
Absolutely.
I imagine. It has to, right?
It is.
I'm assuming I'm going to be high as shit.
Oh, yeah.
But in a positive way.
If we lose again,
by the way,
that was so sincere.
In a very positive way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn. I'm hot as shit.
All right, so now question.
Oh, my God. All right.
So why do you not, is it because it's so complicated why you wouldn't do that all the time if it hits you so hard?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
it's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass. That's why you don't do that all the time.
I mean, if we ever get back to Jenko jeans, yeah.
I'm not carrying around a goddamn torch. Yeah.
Anybody got water I could put in my glass pipe for doing weed?
Everyone back up for 5 feet circle. I need to smoke some pot.
Yeah, I'll just do a joint. It's fine.
Yeah. That's why men carry purses now.
That's fucking
But sitting home, fucking like watching a Sixers game or something. It's pretty great.
Okay,
it is pretty great. You be high.
That's pretty wild.
All right.
And is it, last question on it. Yeah. Is the substance more expensive?
It is expensive.
It's much more expensive.
Yeah. Hash and all the dab shit. Yeah.
But as, again, and also it's like as little as that looks. I mean, look, you can see.
But that'll last forever because you're using very little amount.
I mean, you really take like a,
yeah,
a little scoop.
That's wild.
And you shouldn't do it every day.
All right. So right now it's 1-0.
Bobby wants a dab so bad.
Bobby, you want a dab?
Bobby,
you want to cough and fucking almost die?
So
you can't anymore?
No, there's no death, man. We back.
Why, ever since you lost one of your lungs to COVID?
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy, remember when we all thought Bobby was going to die from COVID? Remember that?
That was crazy. That was pretty wild, bro.
Yeah. I already wrote a parody song to It's So Hard to Say Goodbye.
He was halfway through it before he got better.
I guess we'll find another producer with one Craigslist post. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's so hard to say goodbye to Bobby Hutt.
Damn, dude, you got that weed smoking. You know, Ralph.
You're doing good, man.
Look
singing
at
songs.
Look at these feet. Look at Happy Davis.
Yeah.
But I'm ready.
They showed up their singing voices, though.
Round two.
Dave's got a tell. You're right here in his eyes where he gets. It's so boyish and adorable.
Yeah, Dave got a tell. Yeah, them dabs is crazy. I'm ready. I'm good. I got a little pep in my step. Christ Jesus.
All right.
Ready for the next round?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm putting my eraser on the side because it keeps falling.
Okay, so this one is for Ralph and Dave. First question is, who is the one person your partner would fanboy out over?
So who would I fanboy out over?
Yeah. So Dave, it's who would Derek fanboy out over?
Mm-hmm.
Millie.
Who is the one person your partner would fanboy out?
Would I fanboy out? Oh, man, this is...
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get it wrong.
Shouldn't say this.
By the way, I realize with Dylan here, we could have done 3-3.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I didn't realize Dylan was going to be here.
Yeah.
Next time. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, next one. True or false? When you guys met, you were instantly friends. True or false?
My pen is almost out of ink.
That's why you got to put the tip on. You got to put it on every time.
It cooks it up.
I can't do that because...
It cooks up the ink, dude.
My stupid tip keeps falling off.
That's what she said.
is that another one of these? Same thing?
It's a dry erase marker.
Jesus, he brings me a pen.
Yeah, oh,
thanks a lot, Dylan.
He works in these all phones and stuff. He's young.
Is that the kind of producer you guys are dealing with? Bring the goddamn pen?
Dylan is cool.
He doesn't know this analog shit.
Yeah.
Okay,
this
question.
One writes so good.
Are you ready, Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. Which of you is more likely to get into a fight?
Oh, my. I am angry.
Which one of you is more likely to get into a fight?
We're looking for...
I do like, by the way, Shannon, again, like kudos on your beautiful announcery voice.
Who's more likely to get into a fight? The boys are both known to have hot tempers. Tempers run high, but who reacts quicker, I guess, is the question we're looking for.
Last question. Who has the bigger penis?
Ooh. Wow.
Sorry, Derek. Who has the bigger penis?
I'm sorry, Shannon. Say that question again. I lost it.
Who has the bigger penis?
You really enunciate the S at the end of that one.
That's my Brooklyn.
For some reason, as you ask that question, I just hear the Pennsylvania Lottery music playing in the background.
So funny.
I think that's the dabs, Dave.
Yeah, that's something that the dabs make you think of that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Should we, by the way, for the next time we play this game, there should be theme music during
I put it in post.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It's just too much for me to keep track of everything.
I think Dave is high as fuck.
Y'all don't remember that fucking song?
Oh, yeah, you high, bro.
He goes, you think Ralph remembers the Pennsylvania Lottery song?
It's from, it's on YouTube.
He's lived in the apartment he's in now since he was a child.
Yep. You know, I've only lived in three places my whole life. You that's kind of weird, right? Yeah, that's pretty wild.
And one of them had an elevator as a door.
It still does. That one, I'm still there. It's still there.
That's the same place.
I've been there for 12 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's dope.
That's fucking right. Crazy.
Ready?
Yeah.
The girl he kidnapped there is 24 now.
Yeah, the 19-year-old. The fucking, her and her mothers were trying to get in the fucking place for it. All right, before we go any further.
Yes.
Hi there, responsible adult.
Oh,
adults.
Hello.
Hello, responsible adult.
I'm very adult.
How old are you?
Something, 8,000 something.
Okay, if you're over 21, which apparently you are by at least 7,980.
Oh, yes.
And you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal.
The cool states. Fuck you, North Dakota, is my best guess.
It's probably right.
Suck my dick, Dakotas.
Both Dakotas.
Big Sky Country, suck my vampire asshole.
If you want to get high, really high, and really super duper legally knows? High, not hell like those chodes in North Dakota.
Yeah, those North Dakota chode fucks. You dorks. Play inside the lines, you nerds.
Well, then it's time to go to your Delta.
You only get one roll around on this crazy marble called Earth.
You're so philosophical.
Live it up.
Yo, Empire Delta Pyre, you're so philosophical.
Ooh, sometimes some of the strains hype me up, dog.
It's time to go to yoDelta.com where you could stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8.
What is Delta 8, Ralph?
It's basically the thing that is found in hemp that can get you really, really high.
Why don't you read it, doctor? Nice move. It's awesome. It gets you super-duper high. All of your stone needs are met with the gummies and the vapes. All these methods of distraction so I can suck on your inner thigh.
What did the...
What, Ralph?
What did the Delta 8 Hempire do before there was Delta 8?
Why are you referring to me in third person?
Not Hempire, dude.
Get it. Do you still call the Sprint guy the Verizon guy?
I do. I'm
you
slow.
You son of a bitch. It was a contractual agreement that was broken. They thought his time had passed. And then he said, I'll show you, Verizon. Can you hear me now? I'm at Sprint.
I can hear everything at Sprint.
Yes.
All right, go to yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
Oh, the internet.
If you use the promo code GAS, you get 25% off.
GAS, get it?
Get it?
Yes. I don't get gas, Ralph.
No, why not?
I haven't farted in thousands of years.
Is that part of the vampire gastrointestinal thing?
Processed blood, you know, there's no meats and no vegetables.
Hemoglobin doesn't have a lot of gas?
No. Well, I don't drink blood and broccoli, you know what I mean?
So stiff.
But some people say I have the bladder of a chihuahua, you know what I'm saying?
I've heard that.
Don't take a long car ride with the old Delta 8 vampire.
Go to yoDelta.com, promo code GAS, 25% off. Get you super duper high. Let's get back.
Hang on, I gotta piss. Hold that thought.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, first question. I guess Jay, if you want to answer yours first, who is the one person your partner would fanboy out over?
Oh, wait a minute.
Who would
Jay fanboy out over?
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yes. Who would you fanboy out over?
This is not gonna be a popular answer now. I don't even know if it's true, considering.
Can
in
I
light
say
of-
my guess?
In recent allegations.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, she's thinking the same person. Yeah. However, I'm trying to go with what you would think I would say here. Mm-hmm. It probably sort of is still the right answer, but it's not. Okay. Marilyn Manson.
I put Marilyn Manson. Mm.
That's what I was thinking.
But who'd you really think? Like,
I didn't even overthink that because I just right away I was like, I think you're going to say Marilyn Manson, but I mean.
But who would you put? Forgetting Manson. Is that
fanboy out over?
Someone in like the Eagles or something, or maybe?
An athlete. Yeah, Joel Embiid. I would fanboy over for sure. Okay. Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, because I almost was going to put someone from the Eagles, but then I switched it to Manson.
Yeah, yeah, a sports star from Philly.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Who was the one you liked, Shannon? That guy that was good looking?
I forgot his name. I texted it to Jay. Do you remember?
I don't.
He's
Jordan something.
Oh, Jordan Mailata.
Yeah, so
hot. Jordan Mailata. He's the big, huge, like New Zealand guy who played.
Yes.
Australian rules football.
What's the bad? I'm so bad with all sports things, but the basketball guy who wouldn't get vaccinated,
Kyrie Irving,
the guy that does my back. He does his back.
Oh,
isn't that exciting at all? I don't know.
It's weird that they do that though. Sports people always like
chiropractors or therapy people, they always want to let you know.
They're
that's their credit.
That comes here.
Well, the guy who's had four back surgeries? You're not doing your job.
All right, so I got that. So now you guys, who did you pick that you would fanboy out over?
I said West Side Gun.
There you go. Yeah. That's what they say right there.
He did say West Side Gun.
West Side Gun.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Dude, he's my favorite rapper.
We knew that. We got tickets to go see this guy.
We're going to see Dylan.
By the way,
we're all going.
I would have, we should have asked Dylan if he would have gotten that right. That would have been interesting to see.
He would have. Yeah. He's going to the concert with him for real.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Okay, I thought you were making that up.
Okay, next. True or false? When we met, we were instantly friends.
Oh, false. Oh, shit. Who's supposed to say it?
No, James first. It doesn't matter.
It was a match.
What did you say?
I said false.
Yeah.
All right, what did you say?
I said true.
I said true also.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, I met him through Craig Gass.
Yeah.
And we brought fucking Cinderella to a comedy club.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I went to go see Cinderella and Poison.
Yeah.
Nah, I met Derek at an open mic in Philly. I was signed up to go to Helium. It was my first time ever doing it. I didn't get on, but I wanted to be supportive. So me and my girlfriend bought drinks and sat up in the front to watch the show. Mm-hmm. And Derek is like the fifth or sixth comic on the list. And he just comes out very cocky, very arrogant, like he's the king of this shit. And he's, what's going on? Shit looking good. White people in the back. Got two niggas sitting up front. And my girl, who's like very pro-militant, like is like, two what? Two what? Right. So she stood up and challenged him in the middle of his set and brought his set to like a screeching halt. And he's giving me the look of like, yo, get your bitch, man. You know what I mean?
Well, we was friends shortly after.
Right. You know, I definitely chose comedy over my girl. I'm not Will Smith. You know what I mean? I was like, hey.
Thanks
you,
for not smacking me.
Yeah. Like, we are two niggas,
thanks
bitch. Shut up.
Smacking the shit out of me that day. Thanks for not smacking me shit out. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you remember how quickly that, like, after that point, what brought it back to you doing comedy? Like,
I bombed. I think I bombed the rest of the set. Okay. I had a terrible shirt on. It was an Adidas shirt, but it wasn't good colors.
But it was also like probably your first time dealing with that kind of confrontation.
Yeah.
Front row from a black woman. You know what I mean?
I like it. I like confrontation like that.
Yeah.
All right, so we got that too, Jay. So we're now 2-2. We're dead heating again.
Yeah, but SDR is still
we're still one ahead, yeah, of course.
Wait, how?
We only asked two questions. No, on the first round we won.
That's the round though.
Yeah,
that's the round of the round.
It's 1-0 in the round, but we're tied up
in the round.
In the round, this round.
Okay.
Hi, Dave is very into the rules.
I'm not a stickler.
Okay. Which of you is more likely to get into a fight?
Let them go first.
Okay. Derek, what did you say? Which of you is more?
I said Dave because you fought. I've known fights that you was in that I couldn't be there to fight in. So I was like, yeah, Dave, probably.
Yeah, put me down. I haven't got all that sorted out yet.
When's the last time you were in a fight?
Was it Chris? Was it Chris fight?
Not long enough ago.
The fight after that, yeah.
Dang.
I want to say during the pandemic, yeah.
So within the last year or so?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Actual, like, punching someone.
Yeah, and it's
Where was I? Shit.
Everybody's in New York. This is a pandemic, though. This is just walking around in the streets kind of angry and, just bumping into people over dumb shit like masks and shit like that. I got into a fight in the Dollar Tree.
That's always the way it goes.
Just over, space in the aisle and shit like that. And it's just, you realize it has nothing to do with this. This is just aggression that I hadn't figured out yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, Jay.
I said me.
Of course. I've never been in a fight ever.
Dang.
So it's definitely Jay.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a puss. I've never backed down from a fight.
Yeah.
But if I act like I want to fight because I'm 6'5 and change, they back down. If they would take it one step further, I would immediately crumble, but it's never gone that far.
What would you say?
I would say I'm sorry. I would apologize. But as soon as I say, yeah, let's go out. Let's do this. Come on. Let's fight. Okay, fine. Let's do it. And then they back
down. Is that
down.
The energy you give?
Yeah. Hey,
all right. Very calm. Let's do
very
this.
Calm.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Are we
going to
fight? Let's throw punches outside.
Yeah, we're going to fight.
That's 100% what it is. It's not even like me being aggressive. It's just like I'm okay with it.
Sound like Seinfeld.
And somebody's going hurt.
I'm ready for a scrap.
Who's ready to fight?
You just fucked with the wrong boy.
But they've all crumbled. It's probably happened 4 times in my life. They've all crumbled.
They crumbled beneath you. All your foes.
Yeah. Do you remember when, who was it? Was it Chuck Zito?
Yeah, Chuck Zito. Remember that story?
Yes, I do. I was there.
Shannon was there. So Chuck Zito was coming to kick my ass, right? Because I called him.
You said his big long leather jacket was gay.
So he was on. He was sort of on the network for a half second, and we spent thousands of dollars working on a contract and getting him on. This is like when we were still in my house, right? And he did one episode and then decided he didn't want to do it.
I don't like your house.
Yeah, basically. All right. And then he still wanted to get paid for the episode. And so I was annoyed by the whole thing. So his manager emailed me and said, you know, Chuck, please send the money. Chuck needs to get paid, whatever. And I wrote back, where would His Royal Highness like the money? Not realizing that he was BCC'd on the thing.
Good.
Right. So he said, I'm going to come get it from you. Right. He DM'd, he sent it to me directly. I'm like, all right, no worry. And acted like it was no big deal. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I'll have the money for you. And then his manager said, dude, he's coming to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, Shannon, look, Chuck Zito's coming over. He's
answer
going
the
to
the door.
I said, I'm not going to raise my hands to him, but film whatever happens. That's all I said, right? And I didn't say to the guys, I think he's like, at the time was like 62. And the only thing I was going to say, like, look, if you need to hit me to make yourself feel better, by all means, but I'm not going to. But it didn't happen. His manager talked him out of it, and he never came over. But I was ready for it. Hey. That's all that happened?
Yeah.
Never happened. That's
his manager's like,
prove your
this
point.
Cocksucker is the type of person that'll film it and take everything, Chuck.
Yeah, exactly. Probably what happened. Yeah, but never happened. And then
you had the camera in the living room at that time, I was so excited about that.
Bo Dietl broke bread for it, because he was here one day to go on Bo Dietl's show. I said, there's no way I'm not coming to my own studio just because he's here. So I came. And Bo Dietl just said, is anything all right? And he like he made it that there was no problem anymore.
Oh,
good for you.
Oh, good. The two families came together.
Yeah, the Jew family and the Italian family. Yeah. Okay, so we are now in a dead heat.
Yes. Dead heat.
All right, last one of this round. Who has the bigger penis? Jay, what'd you say?
I have a long answer.
Not a long penis, but a long answer. I'm probably not going to get it right if you have a long answer.
I said me, but in parentheses, I'm talking square footage with times length.
No, that doesn't count.
It does count, though.
Yeah, it does, because now we got it wrong. I wrote me just because I imagine that I'm bigger than you because I'm, God damn it. So that's
I think your dick's little, Ralph. How about that, you piece
of
shit?
You may have just thrown the game.
Real nice, for we were friends at first sight. And just because you thought about your dick is bigger than mine? Real nice, Bobby. How big's your dick? Can we be friends?
I don't get into fights, but I will fucking fight you over this.
Shit. Absolutely hilarious, man.
All right, so now let's see what they do.
Yeah.
Derek, what did you say?
I said Dave only because Chloe was broadcasting it when you were sleeping on a couch that one year. She was like, Dave, you got a big old hammer. So I was like, all right, I guess Dave.
All right, well, I put me, but here's why. I wanted, it's more
because
for the,
my dick is bigger
no,
than yours.
That's
it's
fine.
It's for the ego. As a man, you should always say you. So I was going to say me.
Oh,
so
all right.
If it had been you, you should have said you too. And I would have picked you.
This is a bad win.
So my game for saying you?
No. I'm just letting you know.
I was Chloe is a goddamn
we
size
won.
Queen.
So we won.
She broadcasted it, and I was like, all right.
Right. We won, and we got it. But for future reference, if we ever have to do that again.
Yeah, I'll just say, man. So I got you, bro. I'm erasing it right now.
Am I right that we are dead even? They won round two. We won round one.
Yes. So now, Ralph and Jay, you can either dab or take a drink,
okay.
But I feel like it should be like a good size drink.
This is a tequila, okay, right?
I'll do a drink
because
note it. Yeah,
you made us. I don't think I've ever thought of Derek's dick in the 17 years I've known him.
I only thought
you assholes.
What Chloe said. I didn't think of your dick. I thought what Chloe said. Chloe said you had a hammer, so I was like, okay.
I went by Dave Temple's rules and I said my dick, Ralph.
Right?
Yeah, with some thought, sort of.
I ain't
fucking,
getting all hyped up on some other man's dick.
But also, you threw calculus into your situation.
Oh,
reason.
Simple square footage, dude. Calculus.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. Because y'all both had wrote me, I was going to give it to him.
That's so funny.
That's technically true.
Okay.
All right,
you guys
cheers,
drink.
Guys.
Okay. Wow, Ralph, you're going to be so drunk.
Oh, that's going to hurt later.
Yeah.
All right, so I do have one type.
Oh, I can't wait till 11 a.m. when I see. Always tough to go for a run after drinking all the FBR show.
You know what I learned, by the way, that Jay
don't run that day.
Jay really,
you can't do it every week.
You follow my IG, buddy.
So funny.
Always tough, but got it in.
Ralph, I'll
conquered my inner bitch.
I'll text you in the morning just to make sure it motivates you.
All right, so it all comes down to this now.
Yes, I have one tie-breaking question. It's my least favorite question. I was hoping we wouldn't get to it. But which one of you is more emotional? Which one of you is more emotional?
Is it when we're talking about my running or just in general? It's a good question because that could go in a lot of directions here. Oh, really, technically only two.
This can go in so many different directions.
A or
me
B.
Me or you.
It's hard to track all the directions.
Both of them.
I think we should all just show our ours at the end and we'll see who declares
the winner. We have to we have 4 minutes.
He's worked this game show voice.
Shannon's enjoying.
All right, we're going to go to
Shannon's
you, Ralph.
Shannon's enjoying this too much.
I love these games. So fun.
The games and the sing-alongs are Shannon's
I
favorite.
I love the sing-alongs. The name that
you know what we're
bands.
Doing that I think you're gonna love. a yacht rock sing-along.
Nice.
That's coming up
so
in the
yeah,
yacht soon. Rock.
Where it's a name that tune.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose that.
Yeah, but I'm sure I am. But it's gonna be fun.
I'm gonna wreck your shit.
I'm gonna wait till you read about my hard running the next day because I got so drunk.
What a fool believes.
Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
All right,
the white man has the power.
Always Swart said that too.
So did I. That's why I love that song.
It's a weird song. That's why it's my ringtone.
What do they actually say?
The wise man.
Oh, okay.
It'd be pretty bold if it was white man. It was a different time, but it wasn't that much different of a time. It was the 70s.
That's funny. That's funny.
Especially in that octave.
The white man has the power.
To reason away.
You know, is it Michael McDonald?
Yep.
Yeah.
I love the idea of that being the writing session. Like, dude.
Yeah. Like, no, you got to hear the next part of the line.
Yeah. It's to reason away. Okay.
I keep forgetting. It's not good to be white no more.
At that octave, you're singing for men, right? That doesn't vibrate women, does it?
What frequency is that? A pussy wetter frequency?
I don't think so.
I keep forgetting.
Ari Shaffir got me and Christine tickets to see Michael McDonald in Tarrytown, New York for Christmas one year, and we went up there and went to the show, and it was just like Connecticut, small town, upstate New York boat people.
Okay.
And their families all sitting there, and there's a song by, you know, On My Own by
of course,
him and Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
And he had his backup singer, like, doing the Patti LaBelle part. But there was this one guy with his family. I mean, two kids and trophy wife. None of his family gave a shit about what was happening here. But this guy was having an experience, this concert. And he was so talking during the whole thing, trying to get his kids hyped up on it. And just the moment, me and Christine, I think, were even, like, arguing like before we went to this concert. And what broke our tension was when the Patti LaBelle girl goes like, "This isn't how it was supposed to be," she goes really high, and the guy goes, "Holy shit!" I mean, barks it out in the theater. It's like, "Yo, dude, it's Michael McDonald. Like, settle down, dude. You're screaming like you're seeing Metallica at the fucking Wrigley
Field." Could he sing, by the way, at that point, Michael?
Could he still sing? Yeah, anyone can sing
holy
like that.
Holy shit!
Yeah, the Patti LaBelle part. Holy shit! He's like elbowing his son, who's just like trying to play video games or whatever. They're all dressed like assholes. They're all dressed like they're going boating.
I'm excited to play
it's a good way. It's a good way to live, man. Like, if you live near a lake or some waterfront for a little while and you don't really take getting dressed serious, when you come down to the city for, like, a weekend, it's hard to, like, be like, "Oh, let me take my Crocs off."
Oh, this isn't sweatpants stuff.
All right, let's do it, Shannon.
Okay, so we'll start with Dave and Derek. Dave. What was your answer? Which one of you is more emotional?
Looking for
Derek.
Which one of you is more emotional?
Derek.
I said Derek.
Yeah.
Good
Derek
shit.
Derek can tell you all the time, "You have no feelings." He's mad that I don't like animals and all that shit.
I don't
like
this.
I'm the emotional guy.
What happens now? This is very if we get it right.
I'm going to have to make up another question.
Or we just call it an even Stevens.
How about we all just do a drink and do dabs?
that's fine.
Well, my face is permanently stuck like this.
But I could be wrong. Let's hear what you say.
Hi, boy.
Who'd you pick?
I said me.
I said Jay.
Yay.
So I feel like this means that they should come back on in another few months or so and then have and like we a do redemption round.
Yeah, that we do redemption. We do a true
bring winner. In some fine-ass pussy.
We'll bring in some fine-ass pussy next time with real titties, no fake titties.
That, a nice natural girl? Oh, real titties. That'd be great.
No armpit if I have another drink, I'm going to pass out, so I'm going to finish my White Claw, and you guys do a dab, and let's do plugs.
All right.
All right, guys, you hit your plugs first. Let's do your plugs.
I'll do a second dab for the show.
Okay, so plugs. No Need for Apologies is a podcast that we do here on Gas Digital Network.
Absolutely.
Myself, Derek Gaines, and our overzealous and talkative producer, Dylan.
Yes,
it's a Dylan great Negri. Trio. We travel. Young we zealous. Do shows all over the place.
Does he ever play the Sunday show? Do you bring him out ever?
Yeah, yes.
We bring him on.
He is the sacrificial lamb on Sundays.
Yeah, he comes out and bombs most nights.
Sometimes.
he does well on some Sundays.
Sometimes. Like, listen, we're not going to lie to you. This is a rally. Every Sunday is just black people charging themselves up. And every now and again, we feed him a white boy.
Dylan's the one we feed him.
Give him credit for going back out.
Oh, my God. Dylan to go up in this room at 20, 24, 25 years old. I forget how old he is,
24
man.
24 now.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be a fucking beast. There are white men twice his age who are not that comfortable outside of their element that way. Thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. And you can also dip your toe in that water. Every Sunday night at
Sunday
11
night,
o'clock
bro.
From the safety of home.
Yeah, gasdigitalnetwork.com/events. You could.
You said 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Because it streamed live at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, you know, some people in China, wherever, you know.
10 o'clock Eastern time for those of you listening internationally.
Dave, come over and Christian.
Any other plugs? That you want to do your own Instagrams, your own whatever?
I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms where it really matters.
On Instagram, the great boy, TheGreatBoy. And always good content and stuff coming out.
How about this? Dylan, why don't you do your plugs while we're going around? Because Jay's doing science experiments over here.
Be careful, nigga.
Guys, go follow me on Instagram, @DylanJNegri, and go check out No Need for Apologies. Go on YouTube and subscribe there. And go on, if you're on an audio platform, go rate us 5 stars. It means a lot. We just hit 5,000 subscribers. So please, go support No Need for Apologies, everyone that's watching.
Let me just say one thing.
He's a champ!
I don't like the word subscribers. 5,000 listeners every week. That sounds better. Subscribers is a weird term.
I'm gonna do the second dab so you ain't listening out here by yourself.
You are correct.
I'll help you out. I'll do the second dab. I can't have that motherfucker out here by himself.
Jay, your plugs?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates this week. And if you're listening live, Louis J. Gomez is going to be with me down at DC Improv. The weekend after that, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, with Justin Silver and Young Dylan's going to be hosting that weekend.
Oh, wow. That's great. Congratulations.
Hell yeah. We're going to see we're going to make him so zealous. Damn, I love these words. And then I have Nashville Comedy Festival, me and Kid Rock. That's right, the beginning of our long-term friendship or enemyhood.
What happens, you think, if he hates you immediately, will that really upset you?
Hang on, that's not supposed
to
happen.
Uh-oh. Jay's going to burn the fucking studio down.
Oh, there we go. Got it. we're all good. Everyone's safe.
There was a look of terror in
Moon
Jay's
Tower.
Eyes.
Absolutely.
Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
I'll be there. I'll be at Moon Tower, too.
Nashville Comedy Festival.
You looked fucking terrified.
He's going to be on fire forever.
Yeah. Okay, anything else, Jay?
Yeah. Bonfire, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, 5 days a week. Legion of Skanks right here. Wow. Crowdwork album coming out pretty soon.
By the way, I don't mean to be rude, but Temple takes it better than Derek. Is that fair to say?
All right. That wasn't one of the questions.
But for
takes it better?
Derek's going to die.
Tiebreaker question. Yo, who takes it better?
Shannon, your plugs.
Ralph, you take it all, dude.
Wow.
I'm going to do one. It's solidary. Bobby, you want one? Oh, you can't do one.
Bobby's out. Bobby can't do it. Go, Shannon.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. And listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, porn stars, musicians, reality TV stars.
Shannon, come get some.
And no, thank you. And they tell their own personal stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an
Shannon,
experience.
Shannon, come do a dab.
Shannon, do a dab. It'll fucking help you out.
I will literally
What are you, where are you going to go home and pet your cat to death?
What, are you coming relax. Running with me in the morning? Come on, Shannon.
Yeah, what, you got to jog? You got to jog like an asshole in the air?
If Ralph does one, I'll do
no
one.
No fucking Ralph.
Come on. Don't be that guy.
Follow
come
me
on.
Everywhere.
My grandmother passed away this year.
Did she? Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness while you guys are doing drugs is in the top 100.
Hey, don't
eating
say
grain
drugs.
Shit.
That right makes now. It that hurts our feelings.
It's called the Good Sugar Podcast. We're opening up our first location on 3rd and 69th, opening the end of May, early June. Mm-hmm. So make sure you come down and check us out. Follow me, and again, just follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. And you know, this show has been in the
more
top 100 on comedy lately. So thank you, everybody.
Dylan,
what was the?
I'm getting some. It's going still.
We're gonna add a song to the playlist. So give us a West Side Gun song that would make him happy.
Oh man, Gun Lib.
Gun Lib.
Gun Lib. Yeah, GUNNLIB.
Gun Lib.
I know I should have said Elizabeth, it's but okay, Gun Lib is the new wave right
Gun
now.
Lib fly.
We're going to add that to the playlist. We'll see you next time on the SDR show this Saturday, Shannon. It is fucking Peter Frampton, legendary guitarist. Peter Frampton's on the
now
show.
Now you'll do
this
song because you can start luring young underage black chicks to your
oh,
house.
I'm going
to
put that on my list. Guys, thank you so much. Before I tell Kim twice, nigga, know the reasons.
Been listening to the SDR show.